from an employer point of view, what I've really realised in Australia is that our laws on sexual harassment are very clear. They make sexual harassment at work unlawful, but they're really only enforced if someone brings a complaint. And an employer will be liable if, you know, the complaint is upheld and they can't show that they've taken steps to prevent it. But from an employer point of view then, there's not many legal obligations to take action to stop sexual harassment, but there's a real incentive to stop complaints. My conclusion out of this is our system at the moment, it very much relies on people coming forward to complain, but actually it's really clear that they're, notwithstanding the Me Too movement and the Harvey Weinstein and lots of people saying, you know, you should feel free to speak up, I don't think that there has been any change in the actual experience of complaining. Our research tells us that 1 in 3 Australian workers were sexually harassed in the last 5 years. It's a really common experience, and particularly everyday sort of jokes and sexual comments are quite common in workplaces. And it would be really helpful if employers, when they got complaints, could, without breaching anyone's personal confidentiality, could take some lessons from those complaints